This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's good to have you with us today. President Trump landed in Las Vegas yesterday to meet with first responders and survivors of Sunday's massacre. The president offered praise for the response.
But we cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror. We're defined by our love, our caring, and our courage. In the darkest moments, what shines most brightly is the goodness that thrives in the hearts of our people. That goodness is our lighthouse, and our solace is knowledge that the souls of those who passed are now at peace in heaven.
Details are still coming out about the shooting. Authorities question Mary Lou Danley. She's the girlfriend of the alleged shooter. Danley, through her attorney, said she had no idea 64-year-old Stephen Paddock was planning his assault. Investigators have not identified a motive, but according to authorities with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, 12 devices known as bump fire stocks, or bump stocks for short, were found in Stephen Paddock's hotel room. Now, bump stocks can be attached to the stock of a semi-automatic rifle to help it fire much faster. On Wednesday, California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced a bill to ban those bump stocks, and right away, 26 other Democratic senators signed on. But some Republicans are getting on board, too. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Congressman Bill Flores of Texas, both pro-gun conservative lawmakers, said they're for banning bump stocks. In just a moment, we'll talk to Republican Congressman Tom Cole of Oklahoma to find out where he and his colleagues in the House are going on this. But first, the terror of Las Vegas is teaching most of Washington and much of the nation about bump stocks for the very first time. Amber Phillips is a reporter for the Fix Politics blog at the Washington Post, and she joins me now. Hi, Amber.
Hi there.
Everybody is learning about bump stocks, and policymakers are too, for the most part. I describe them as sort of an attachment to a gun. Can you explain exactly how they work?
Yeah, that's basically it. You buy it online, you put it on your semi-automatic rifle, and what it does is, let me back up. There's a way to make a semi-automatic rifle which fires as fast as your trigger finger can pull. You kind of put your finger out in the air and pull it back and forth like a trigger. That's as fast as you can fire rounds. There's a way to make that fire quicker. So you can just pull your finger back and your semi-automatic weapon starts firing a ton of rounds without you having to keep moving your finger. It's kind of a trick shooting thing. A lot of gun nerds, I was told by a former ATF agent, do it. But you need your hand to do it. And what this attachment does is essentially does it for you. So you attach it onto your semi-automatic rifle, and it pushes the rifle back against you. And as the rifle bounces forward, it's essentially pushing the rifle toward your trigger finger. So you don't have to move your finger, which takes time to fire these rifles. This attachment is moving it for you much faster than your finger ever could. So you're firing your semi-automatic weapon more like an automatic weapon.
Makes the gun jiggle against your finger very quickly and makes that gun behave like an automatic. Have bump stocks caught the attention of lawmakers in the past?
Once, and it kind of flew under the radar. In 2013, Senator Dianne Feinstein from California introduced a bill to ban semi-automatic weapons again. They were banned in the 90s. In 2004, Congress let that ban expire. Now you can buy them just like you could any other gun. She tried to ban them, and tucked into that bill was a ban on these accessories. And that being said, Congress has never discussed this individually.
Right, and they may be doing so now. What about regulators in the federal government?
I was told by a former ATF agent who was not involved in regulating this particular bump stock that it likely passed across their desk as just another attachment somebody wanted to make guns more fun and more interesting, that perhaps in hindsight, regulators are going, oh, wait a second, we just approved something that made a legal gun act more like an illegal gun. But for the most part, it wasn't something that caught regulators' eyes. In fact, this is really interesting that the way that the main company that makes these, Slidefire, pitched this tool to regulators was so people who perhaps don't have use of their hand, or maybe a veteran who doesn't have a hand anymore, could be able to make the gun fire more automatically without having to use their hands. So they sort of pass it off as like this thing that people who are disabled would allow them to be able to do this trick firing as well.
So if this device, Amber Phillips, this rather esoteric device, the bump stock, has only popped up, as you said, under the radar once in Congress before. Las Vegas was horrific. There's no doubt about it. But gun control usually, as we know, falls apart and falls apart quickly. What do you think is behind the apparent willingness of not only Democrats, but several Republicans now to look at a potential ban?
Yeah, and several Republicans in a couple different factions, different chambers. So that's all really interesting. That in itself, you're absolutely right, Todd, is notable. I think it's that Vegas was like a 10 on the awful scale on everything, right? Like how many guns the shooter had, how he got this corner room hotel room, all the devices, like the bump stocks that he put on, the cameras outside. Like everything was a 10 on the disaster scale. And I think that resonates with lawmakers. And then there's this one device that, once you kind of learn what it is, sounds on the surface level logically like it makes a legal gun more like an illegal gun. And that's a really simple, almost bumper sticker thing to say. Mm. Congress and Republicans in the past have been amenable to regulating and or even banning semi-automatic weapons in the past, right? So like this specific part of gun use is not necessarily out of the question, in part because of how horrific Vegas was and how easy it is to understand what this does.
Well, attention will now turn to Congress. Amber Phillips, Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The National Rifle Association had been silent on the Las Vegas shooting since it happened on Sunday. But today they issued a statement on bump stocks, saying the government should, quote, immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. The NRA said that they're open to new regulation on bump stocks. They did not say that Congress should pass a law banning the devices. Congressman Tom Cole is a Republican from the 4th District in Oklahoma, and he's got an A voting record from the NRA. Congressman, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Congressman, are you like most of the rest of us? Did you hear about bump stocks for the first time a couple of days ago?
That's correct. I was not familiar with the technology at all.
And do you support a ban at this point?
Yeah, I think so. You know, anytime you've got a technology that takes something that's legal and turns it into something that's illegal, because automatic weapons in private hands are illegal, then I think you've got to look at it pretty carefully. So I've actually already under discussion with several members about what would be the right way to proceed legislatively. There's actually strong bipartisan interest in this. Democrats, Republicans alike, I think, are all pretty horrified about what happened in Nevada. So, again, people are giving us a hard look. They want a rifle shot legislation. That is, I don't think, at least on the Republican side, they want to be overly broad. But this is a technology that I think it's just hard to justify. I mean, I would be at a loss to think how you would defend it.
And you are hearing from lots of other Republicans, you say, who are with you on this.
It's been actually a pleasant surprise in terms of how bipartisan this is. I got calls from Democratic legislators that were working on things yesterday. Talked to two Republicans last night that are interested in drafting something. So, I think you're going to see real legislation out here fairly quickly on this.
What accounts for the apparent willingness of some of your Republican colleagues here, Mr. Cole? There were calls to ban high-capacity clips after Virginia Tech. There were calls for universal background checks after Newtown and after Orlando. All of those failed, despite some bipartisan support, some of it significant. Why is this different?
Well, I think, again, it's automatic weapons as opposed to semi-automatic weapons are clearly illegal. They have been in the United States since the 1930s. It appears that this, and I'm learning about this, to be fair, but it certainly appears this technology, again, takes what's a legal weapon and turns it into what, you know, if you sold it across the counter, would be illegal. And so I think there's a big difference between that and a clip. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of rounds a minute that something like this could spew out.
Congressman, how much did your campaign receive from the NRA or their PAC last cycle?
De minimis. In a given election cycle, I'll raise $1 million to $2 million, depending on the year. And I think they've given, in my entire career, I actually read this, I didn't know it, like $20,000 over 14 years. So they don't invest heavily in my state because, honestly, this isn't a big issue in my state. Democrats and Republicans alike are very supportive of the Second Amendment. So it doesn't crop up. It's one of these things that, again, if really look at the gun debate, it varies by region more than by party. It really depends on what part of the country you're from in large measure as to what your views are, I think.
It would make sense that the NRA wouldn't have to pour big money into Oklahoma since it's a red state. We looked it up. It's $5,000 in the last cycle, if you're interested,
so
Congressman.
Not a lot of money in terms of what I raised. But, you know, I'll also point out the last Democratic congressman we had from Oklahoma actually sat on the board of the NRA. So,
right.
Again, it's not a partisan issue very much in a state like Oklahoma. It may not be a partisan issue in states in the Northeast where there's probably a different attitude amongst Republicans and Democrats alike. I think this gets much more down to region and culture in many ways than it does to partisan identity.
Timing may be really important here. Aside from the technology of bump stocks themselves, the NRA has been pretty clear over the last many years, Congressman Cole, they don't want to legislate in reaction to mass shootings and tragedies. There will be more of these, unfortunately, in America. And the timing here may be something that the NRA says to members, we don't want to do this in a reactive way. It sets a bad precedent.
Well, I think that's actually normally a very legitimate point to make. And let's take the case we're dealing with now. There's an ongoing investigation that, you know, could well reveal a lot more than we know. Now, you do worry sometimes when you legislate that there's an adverse reaction. That is, people rush to buy something when they think it might, you know, be prohibited later. So in this case, I think the evidence is pretty powerful. And again, I'm seeing reaction on both sides of the aisle to just simply a comment I made. So it tells me that there's, you know, a strong sense on a bipartisan basis. This is a technology that deserves really careful scrutiny.
All right, Mr. Cole, you know, you're known for having your finger on the pulse of the Republican leadership in the House. Are they on board with the bump stock ban?
I haven't talked to any of them about it, and frankly, that's one of those common images that's out there that's not necessarily the case.
I don't know.
Myself, I don't spend a lot of time talking to Republican leaders to ask what I should think or do.
No, I know they don't tell you what to think or do, but you know what they think or do. And usually,
I haven't talked to them about this. So, yeah. Again, we're going to move on this legislatively, regardless of what people think, although what your leaders think determines what can actually get to the floor. I don't have a magic wand. But I think on this one, people would be well advised to look carefully at this.
Tom Cole of the Oklahoma 4. Thank you, Congressman.
Hey, my privilege. Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for businesses, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More details at Staples stores or staples.com/copy and print. Staples, it's pro time. And AliveCor, working to make heart monitoring simple, continuous, and digital. AliveCor's cardia devices deliver EKGs and detect atrial fibrillation right from the user's fingertips from anywhere. More at AliveCor.com.